Time for your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report as we cruise on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, right off of Lake North Fork, and visit with Gary Faraci. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you in this thirsty Thursday morning?
I'm doing fantastic. Beautiful weather. We really got some nice. It's going to warm up a little bit on Sunday in mid-90s. But other than that, man, we got some great weather. Overnight lows are going to be in the low to mid-60s. And that ought to really kick things into another gear when it comes to fishing on Lake North Fork.
I would think so. We're sitting at 65 degrees down here right now. And as I talked earlier, the lake is at 568. It's ideal conditions. I mean, here we go. We're going to start transitioning into our fall pattern, I think, soon.
Yeah, and so how has the fishing been going this past week? Guys and gals out there been catching some?
They have. This time of year, there's a lot of perch fishing, a lot of cat fishing going on. Even the crappie's been doing okay, and both with live bait and a couple of those select colors of that tater small fry, the tater bait. Guys been doing well with that. And then again, it's some guys got come back with near limits, and other guys go, I got two, you know, and I had to really work for them. So it's that time of year. It's not easy, but guys are doing it.
Well, as the weather cools down, the bite should increase a little bit. But right now, just kind of chasing the bait fish probably, and finding those good structures that are going to hold fish is going to be a big key to being able to land some of the game fish out there.
Oh, absolutely. And guys and gals are still catching striper hybrids, some nice size whites. That's still going on earlier in the morning, and a lot of guys are getting out there at 5:45 in that area, fish until 9:30, 10:30 in the morning, and that as it warms up, and been doing good.
Yeah, and a lot of some of the guys that I've been talking to, they've been doing most of their fishing at night. When they get off work, they'll go home, grab a bite to eat, hook the boat up, head to the lake, fish till about midnight, come home, and they're having a little bit of luck with the largemouth, and I think that we talk about it every year, the transitions that the lake goes through as far as the bite, and you touched on it earlier. As the temperature cools, the fish kind of, they like the cooler temperatures.
They do, and we're gonna, with the weather the way it is, we're going to get the lake water's going to cool down, and we're going to transition into that, and there'll be more activity on that. And the night fishing, it's going to be time to start throwing a single spin at night, like a June bug color, something like that, chatterbait and stuff, for those largemouth. That's going to happen in the evening.
Oh, yeah, and it is so much fun. And, of course, the crappie is still really probably the number one target on a lot of fishermen's hit list right now this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, the crappie, big, and like you said, a lot of night fishing for crappie, a lot of night fishing. I've got guys go out at 8-9 o'clock at night and put lights out and fish under the lights, and they do very well with that, and they'll stay out there until 2-3 in the morning or whatever, crazy fishermen, but
till they run out of beer anyway.
They've been doing fairly well, and that's just kind of the summer. We get that through the summer, and a lot of night fishing like that, and people have been doing good with it, so it's still going on. And even with the lake temperature, the water's 87 into the low 90s in there, depending where you're at. Fish the point, fish where the creeks come into the lake and stuff like that. Those are good spots to fish.
Yeah,
a little bit cooler water coming in where there's some movement.
Yep, for sure. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know a little bit more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. They're in the area. Stop in and say hi. Our Facebook page. Go on that. Take a look. Read some of the stuff. Look at all the pictures on there, the fish, what guys are using. And of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com.
Hey, right on. I'm going to be I'm going to have Tad Stilts on with me here in a little bit in the 8 o'clock hour, and we're going to talk about tater baits.
Oh, cool! Awesome! And good guy. That'll be good.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a great bait too. So you fishermen out there looking to catch some fish, get your tater baits. You know, you've got a bunch of them right there in front of you, don't you?
Oh, I do. I do. I'm looking at a whole bunch of them up here on the wall, and he's got some new colors coming out. And Steve Borgman's been trying those, so and they've been working well. And I put all that stuff up on our Facebook page so people can see what's out there, what they're using, what they're catching. Good baits.
Right on. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, Gary, talk to you soon. Bye.
Right on. Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort with your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report on the Mountain of Rock, Q94.